after I was born, my mother wrote that she waited 2 years for a manifestation that did not come. Eventually, she left me on the stairs of the church wrapped in blankets. She pounded on the door for hours, even as I wailed. They ignored her pleas. Finally, as a bald priest angrily flung open the rectory door, light flashed from a bassinet. She took it as a sign and brought me back home. I read this in her diary, and I remember when she saw me on the kitchen windowsill, changing from a boy to a cat and back to a boy. She did not tell me to stop. She did not act surprised. Instead, she held me close, kissed me hard on the forehead, and bade me never make her mistake. Always remember to think twice. Always think twice. I think of her often as I practice. After all, it was her dance, the dance she taught me, the dance she said I was born to do. Over and over again, the dance on the floor in the round. She said I'd be the one who could dance on the floor in the round. The dance of power, strength, joy. But if I made her mistake, if I fell to temptation, the dance would mean my ruin. She was my mother, so I listened, but I didn't understand. I grew. I practiced. Day after day after day, mother's dance became my dance. I felt myself getting closer to the source, the beginning, the magic, this light, power. It followed me, became my companion. That's when I met her, like a beauty queen. Turned every head with eyes that dreamed of being her one. So strange our meeting. I thought I kept secrets, but she stared at me and I knew, she knew, that I was the one who could dance on the floor in the round. I ran from her then, because I was so close to doing what mother could never do. I returned to mother to see if I could find a way out, but she told me you could never love anything but the dance. Be careful what you do. From this point, your lies become a truth. Afterward, I felt stalked. But perhaps I was the hunter. Maybe deep down, I needed someone to know that I was the one. Yes, we danced together once. She shrieked in a magic dark madness and vanished. For 40 days and for 40 nights, it was as if she didn't exist. I pretended she didn't until I heard the pounding, the screaming. I opened the door to the night. At first, I saw nothing but looked down to hear wailing from the bassinet. I saw her then in the shadow, smiling. Look at him, she said. Is your child not beautiful? I snatched back the blanket. My own eyes stared back at me. Witch! What sorcery is this? As light flashed from the child's bassinet, she laughed that he was the one who would dance on the floor in the round. Today, on Snap Judgment, from WNYC, we proudly present Man in the Mirror. Amazing stories from people meeting themselves for the very first time. My name is Glenn Washington. jam on, because you're listening to Snap Judgment.